morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Legacy Finance Committee meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. I hope you had a good break. I'm sure most of you are like myself. We didn't really get much of a break. And thank you to all our staff and others that fought through the quote-unquote break or whatever. But well, welcome back. And good morning, Ms. Hirsch. Would you be willing to take our role, please?
Good morning, Chair Lilly.
Lilly present.
Lilly present. Vice Chair Jordan?
Present.
Jordan present. Representative Green?
Present.
Green present. Representative Acomb?
Present.
Acomb present. Representative Anderson?
Anderson present.
Anderson present. Representative Bowe?
Bowe present.
Bowe present. Representative Christensen?
Present.
Christensen present. Representative Hassan?
Hassan is present.
On present, Representative Murphy.
Murphy present.
Murphy present, Representative Nelson.
Nelson present.
Nelson present, Representative Erdahl.
Erdahl present.
Erdahl present, Representative Wasilewicz.
Present.
Wasilewicz present, and Representative Zhang.
Present.
Zhang present. That concludes the roll, and we have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Hirsch. We have a quorum, so we're open for business. Vice Chair Jordan, have you had an opportunity to take a look at our minutes from the March 26th meeting? And if
yes,
so, what do you go ahead? Sorry.
No, thanks, Mr. Chair. I'll move the minutes from March, what was it, 26th?
Yes.
Last meeting.
Thank you. We have a motion before us for the minutes. Any questions regards to the minutes? I don't see any jumping up and down or hands. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We have minutes approved. Thank you, Vice Chair Jordan. And I'm going to pass the gavel now to Vice Chair Jordan, and she'll get the meeting off to a start here.
Okay, well, thank you, Chair Lilly. Do you want to move your bill?
Thank you, Chair Jordan. Yes, I'll move that House File 1079 be referred to the Committee of Ways and Means.
And I think you also have an author's amendment for us.
Yes, I do, Chair Jordan. So I'd like to move the DE4 amendment, and to hopefully if people will vote for that and get in the shape that I'd like, and happy to stand for questions. It's mostly technical and I'll go ahead first. Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is there any discussion to the amendment? Okay, well, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Okay. Opposed? Great. And then Representative Green, is your hand up to ask a question about the amendment before we get going, or is it just up to get you?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I maybe I misunderstood him, but I thought he said A4, and that's not, and in my, if unless I must have heard him wrong, because in my packet, A4 is actually Representative Bowe's amendment.
Oh, I thought we were moving the author's amendment, and I think you, the DE4, not the A4, and maybe.
If I did,
oh, okay,
I meant
excuse
to,
me. Okay, I misunderstood then. All right, thank you.
Don't worry, it's early, Representative Green, and that was a good.
Yeah, there'll be more.
Right, so keeping these numbers straight is always good, so thank you for that. Any questions, or should we just go to Representative Lilly? Do you bill?
Thank you, Chair Jordan. Thank you, members. It's nice to be back. The bill is much the same as what we talked about before the break. The author's amendment includes some changes that we incorporated into the bill, and mostly technical things that were done. And we also named out some specific ethnic and cultural groups in that area. That was probably the biggest piece of changes. But the bill, as it basically stands, as it was before us before the break, and it's I think it's a very solid committee bill with a lot of good things that will serve Minnesota, keep serving us, you know, as we go into the next few years here with the legacy. We're about halfway point, well, we are in the halfway point or so of the legacy. And I think there's many things in everybody's district all over the state that we can be proud of. And I'm actually really excited about this being a committee bill, and I hope it's something that we all can embrace and go forward with. So I don't know if Madam Chair, if you'd like to move to amendments or whatever, however you want to proceed.
Yeah, I think amendments would be good. And Chair Lilly, my understanding is that you have another author's amendment, the A9. Would you like to move that?
Yes, thank you, Chair Jordan. I'd like to move the A9 amendment.
Any discussion to the A9?
Madam Chair, do you want me to describe it just briefly?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Chair Lilly.
So the A9 essentially it fixes some of the things that the Riverwatch folks were asking, and name specific entities to be funded, and there's technical fixes, but it's all related to the Riverwatch program. So it's I think it's a good amendment, and it's a nice addition to the bill. Thank you.
Chair Lilly, Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Lilly, I don't have this in front of me. Is this increased funding? And there were two river watches. What is the funding levels for them now?
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Erdahl. So it's the full funding for the Riverwatch, the original program that we're all familiar with, and we've heard about testimony that was pretty powerful, I thought. And then we went to the original request on the other piece, which was the Bow kind of Chanhassen area. So we went to their original quest. Later on, we're going to have an amendment to increase it to a number, but we went with the original request number. I think it was 100,000 there, and then on we went to the original request on the River Watch up in up Moorhead and up and beyond there to the 300. So, does that sort of answer your question, Mr. Erdahl, or Representative? Sorry.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chair Lilly. Yeah, that helps. There were concerns with the original bill that there wouldn't be enough money really for either of them to do what they wanted to do, and it sounds like you have addressed that, so thank you.
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan. Yes, and Representative Erdahl, the other one, the one up up north on Moorhead on the river is more established, and it's has a bit of a track record, and so we're going to try to beef that up and help them. And then the new one, we're super excited about the new one, and Representative Bowe's area, and to get that seed money and get it going. And I'm just have the utmost hope that, you know, for the first year, I think it's a good commitment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Representative Lilly. Representative Green, you have a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I need to apologize too, because I was on a short schedule, and so I had my LA print offs and stuff, and it looks like maybe some of the stuff I've got is not quite up to date because I still have the DE in front of me. So bear with me a little bit, but on the A9, you said it was for the River Watch, but the one I have before me also includes money for the Hmong Museum, SGU veterans and families. Is that also included in this amendment still?
Chair Lilly.
I think Chair Jordan and Representative Green, I think the A9 that we're talking about now is strictly Riverwatch, but the D2 or the delete all amendment Wait, I'm getting notes there on the side, so I'm double checking.
Chair Lilly,
I think we're doing it the other way. So I think the A9 is the specific groups. So I think you're right. What? Yes. Yes, Representative Green, you are correct. So the, and it adds in the Riverwatch. So it is both of them. It names in the specific groups. So I misspoke on the original DE. And now this amendment, the A9, does include the naming specific ethnic groups and cultural groups. And then also lays out clearly the Riverwatch plan. Good catch, Representative Green. For saying you're not paying attention, you are. Thank you.
Yes, is Representative Green?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And so on the money, starting on line 1.17 down through 1.21 and beyond, I guess, it's quite a bit of money, and it looks pretty generic. And I'm so, because I'm coming in late here, is there like the $75,000 each year to the Hmong Museum, $75,000 each year to the Cultural Center, the Hmong Cultural Center, and $50,000 each year to Dial Group? But I don't even know what Dial Group is. Maybe you can help me out there. And are there specific projects here, or is this just generic funding that's going out? I mean, is there anything that they've asked for specifically?
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Green. So maybe Representative Zhang can speak to some of the, like, what the Dial Group is and some of the others, but so the intent is that these are doing cultural and cultural work in their areas. And so, yes, there is programming that they're going to be doing, and maybe I'll pass this to Representative Zhang to explain what the Dial is and some of the work that some of these groups intend to do.
Representative Zhang, out here.
Thank you, Chair Jordan, Representative Green. These groups came and presented in committee about 2 weeks ago. The Dial Group is the group that does a lot of community arts and spoken word and teaching in a community. The Hmong Cultural Center is a cultural center located on University Avenue, where we funded them before. And the Hmong Museum is another museum that has came and presented in committee twice already, last biennium and this biennium, where we funded them through the humanities also.
Representative Green, another question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Then can I, in a lot of times when we put projects in, we will ask for a list of, what's been completed. Is there anything that's in the bill, maybe, beyond what I'm seeing here in this amendment, that would require them to report back on how the money's spent?
Chair Lilly, Representative Zhang, do either of you want to take that?
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Green. It's a great question. In the last biennium, when these groups receive money, so what they need to do, they're working through the they've worked through the Humanities Society. And then what they did is they're the fiscal agent. And then there's oversight and questions asked. And so they dig into like tax forms, and then some of the, they've decided that each of these programs in the past have merited spending. And have, I think some of them that Representative Zhang mentioned have received for multiple years. So, clearly, there's oversight because everybody's, we don't want to be before the auditor again. So they're like we were in the first couple of years. So definitely there's oversight through the humanities, and they're doing a deeper dive. So it may not seem like we are at this level, but we've entrusted the humanities, and that was kind of done under previous chairs. And I, it's been a good format with, say, like Representative Erdahl and Representative Murphy when they were chairs, and Khan and Gunther kind of through the through the program as it's kind of gone these first few years. So does that answer your question?
Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, that does fill in some of the gaps, and so we'll look for that. Then the only other question on the amendment that I have is where it's $100,000 each year to Rising Impact. Can you explain to everybody what Rising Impact is?
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Green. Representative Jung, can you maybe help me on this one again?
Representative Jung.
Rising Impact, what are you trying to say?
I believe that's, Chair Jordan, that's my mistake. That's Representative Hassan was working on Rising. Sorry, Representative Jung. I'm sure he's wondering, what? Representative Hassan.
Chair Jordan and Representative Green, Rising Impact is a nonprofit that works with young people. They have changed their name to Rising Impact recently, but their original name was Kijuk. Kijuk means stay away. It's a youth group that helps young people to stay away from drugs, dangerous behaviors by helping them, through art. They do art shows. They have programming throughout the state. They have programming in St. Cloud. They have programming in Moorhead, programming in Fireball, Mankato, all over the state. And I believe they came and presented to us, and it was the young man who did the poem is one of the artists that worked with them. They have been doing this work since 2007.
And they've been before us like three times.
Yes. Thank you, Representative.
Representative Green, any other questions? I think
I'm good for now. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or discussion to the A9? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. Should we go to other amendments, or would you like to move discussion to your bill, Chair Lilly?
So thank you, Chair Jordan. I don't know if we want to go on to Representative Erdahl has an amendment in regards to the famous Greenleaf. Maybe that's a good place to go.
Great. Representative Erdahl, would you like to tell us about the A1 and move it before the committee?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'll move the A1 amendment. And I have a dream that someday we can connect the loose line from the Twin Cities to Greenleaf Lake State Recreation Area. And in order to even begin to plan that, this doesn't establish that it's going to be done, but it provides an option that a spur can be run off a loose line to Greenleaf Lake State Recreation Area. This simply allows DNR to put it in their master plan for future consideration. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments or discussion to the A2 or the A1? Sorry. Chair Lilly, do you have anything to say about the A2?
Thank you, Chair Jordan. I think it's a good effort, and happily support Representative Erdahl on this.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it looks like we have added the A1. Chair Lilly, would you like to move on to the A2? I don't know who wants to, would anyone like to move the A2?
Yes, I believe that's Representative Green's amendment. I'd rather not move it myself.
Right.
sorry, Representative Green.
Representative Green will let you move your own amendment. Would you like to move the A2 before the committee?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to move the A2 before the committee.
Thank you, Representative Green. Would you be willing to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill was brought to me by the Coalition of Allied Vietnam War Veterans. And I started working on this last year. And Scott Walker is the co-founder and project director. It's an international coalition of foreign national United States military and agency veterans headquartered in St. Paul. In your packets, you'll find letters of support for House File 2428, which the amendment was drafted off of. The bill appropriated $9 million from the Minnesota Cultural Heritage Fund, which was created specifically for projects such as this. And it will fund 9 episodes that would chronologically document Asian Minnesotan stories and personal accounts while defending freedom in Southeast Asia. COVID-19 restrictions delayed the final bill, and therefore the amendment before you breaks down the amount into per-year appropriations. And this is a multi-year project, but it's a timely project. It is the goal of the coalition to have the documentary completed by 2025 as the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Minnesotans enjoy a large, diverse population of Southeast Asians, which served as the foundation for the series. The coalition has recruited both the producers and writers for the project. They have committed to use local talent drawing from the rich arts community in Minnesota, and will document stories from each of the Southeast Asian countries of Laos, Cambodia, and South Vietnam. Although they have not yet collected stories, they expect to document rich ancient history of Southeast Asia, the events that led to the war, the battles engaged in, the social economic effects of the war and on their populations, the struggles after the evacuation of the American forces, their fight to freedom for some, and enduring mental effects of the war on other populations. We'll also document the difficulty in assimilating into a new homeland. A tenth special feature will also be produced, which will accompany the entire coalition of stories recorded and given to us in preparation for the series, and those accounts will be given to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. to be added to their collection of the Vietnam archives. It will also serve as a teaching tool for our youth to better understand their rich heritage and the difficult issues and circumstances their ancestors faced before immigrating to the United States. It's truly a totally Minnesota project worth your support. The bill has the support of leaders in many Asian communities. In the packets for today, you'll also find these letters of support. As I stated, time is of the essence for more than one reason. 2025 marks the 50th anniversary, but it also means this generation has limited time to tell their stories before they're lost. I've seen the many projects come through this committee over the years, and some good and some not so much. This is an important documentary worthy of the funding of this legacy committee, and I ask for your support, and I ask for a roll call. And I apologize for reading that. I usually don't read, but there's a lot of stuff that really should be said here. The reason this came in late was my fault. Trying to work from home, I didn't get everything in the way that I should have. But the bill is out there, and it is moving. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. And I also would really encourage you to read the written testimony. I know a lot of people don't always do that, but there's some good testimony in a lot of organizations that support this.
Thank you, Representative Green. Any discussion to the A2 amendment? Chair Lilly, I see your hand is up. Would you like to respond to the A2?
Thank you, Chair Jordan. I'm doing the old-fashioned hand-waving. So thank you, Representative Green, and I know your heart's in the right place, and I'm not as worried about the lateness and all that. We're in COVID times and things are, I'm not as sensitive about all that as some people might be. I do wish we could add a more thorough discussion, and as we're going through, we do some of these things already, public radio and TV, do some focus on this already, and the Humanities has a Veterans Voices, as does the Public TV as a big, strong Veterans Voices. And but I strongly value what you're saying as far as some of these smaller groups that have contributed to helping our country and recording that. And I hope that these, and I'll work with you to see that the that these groups are recording it through the public radio and TV and Humanities, that they are recording and working on it at the minimum. And I commit to working with you in the future to figure out something. At this time, I'm probably, I'm inclined to, you know, this group is such a big ask. You know, they're going, I think, you know, I mean, just, it's just monumental, and then taking it, I really think the public TV has been one of our best partners, because they, so I'm a little uncomfortable with that, because they try to tell the stories of all these other areas of the funds, and just done a, when you watch their programming, and it's all over the state, and they pick up different artists and different things. So I think it helps broadly in helping the legacy amendment and the story that's being told in all these different projects, especially in the arts area. But I met with these folks. I remember when we were meeting in person, I remember them coming into my office, and it's very compelling. I mean, I think there was four generals that sat in front of me, and I mean, it's, and you can look in their eyes, they've, they're fighters, so you can tell that they've fought for our country and helped. So I what you're doing here is has merit. I get that. But at this time, I think I'm inclined to say I'd like to keep working on it, and I think I'm going to encourage our members to vote no at this time, Representative Green.
Thank you, Chair Lilly.
Madam Chair.
Representative Green.
Well, thank you for that, Chair Lilly, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to be open. But if you'd read the testimony of these groups, and they sat in my office as well, and you know, as somebody who I believe was very fortunate to be born at the time that I was born, I was 15 when the Vietnam War ended, and so I was born and raised in a time when there wasn't the major conflict, and by the time the next one came along, I had six kids, and so there was not really an option for, I shouldn't say an option, but I didn't serve, and I never paid that price. And the documentary that was put out by public television, although I thought it was good, apparently, according to the gentleman from some of the other Asian countries, felt left out. And I think from what I gathered from them, this is just my opinion, but it seems like they would have probably felt better if there wasn't anything, rather than having to come along and be left out of the story. And as far as the money goes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that series that was put out through public television cost $42 million. This one cost $9 million. The one from public television spent money outside of the state and got resources from other places. This one has guaranteed to give to keep that money in the state and record only things from Minnesota. I do believe this is a very worthwhile cause. And as you know, Representative Lee, Chair Lilly, I don't spend money easily. I'm very, very cautious on how it's spent. Yep. And I do believe that this fits exactly into what this legacy fund was supposed to do as far as moving forward with arts and cultural heritage. And so I would ask the folks in the committee to reconsider as we do the roll call vote and vote to put this on the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Green. Any other discussion to the A2 amendment? And a roll call having been requested. Ms. Hirsch, will you help us out and take the roll?
Chair Lee, no, I'm sorry.
All right, Chair Lilly. No. Vice Chair Jordan?
Jordan, no.
Vice Chair Jordan? No. Representative Green?
Green, yes.
Green, yes. Representative Acomb?
Acomb, no.
Acomb, no. Representative Anderson?
Anderson, aye.
Anderson, aye. Representative Bow?
Bow, aye.
Bow, aye. Representative Christensen?
Christensen, no.
Christensen, no. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, no.
Hassan, no. Representative Murphy?
Murphy, no.
Murphy, no. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Erdahl?
Erdahl, aye.
Erdahl, aye. Representative Wasilewicz?
Wasilewicz, no.
Wasilewicz, no. And Representative Zhang?
No.
Zhang, no. And there are 5 ayes and 8 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 8 nays, the motion does not prevail. Thank you, Ms. Hirsch. Okay, I think we should move on to the A4 amendment. Representative Bow, I believe this is your amendment. Would you like to move it?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move the A4 amendment.
Thank you. Would you like to tell us what the A4 amendment does?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. You know, as a father, I'm happy to be bringing forward the A4 amendment. When it comes to the A4 amendment, it is all about the children. And that's really the point I want to drive home here today. The A4 merely notes that money appropriated from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund must not be used to fund the Drag Queen Reading Hour. If you or I choose to go watch the Drag Queen Reading Hour as an adult, that's our choice as an adult. But exposing our children to this kind of moral degradation is just not acceptable as a parent, as a grandparent. I saw recently a video report on the news, and they showed the drag queen sitting in the front of the room with their legs spread apart reading, and the children were sitting on the floor in a half circle around them looking up, and there's the spread legs of the drag queen as they were reading. That's just not acceptable. And so I just want to make sure that the money that we're giving doesn't fund that kind of offering in our communities. Thank you. And I would encourage a yes vote. Oh, and you know what? I would ask for a roll call, please.
Poll has been requested. Representative Green, I saw your hand go up. Do you have a comment or a question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to request a roll call, but Representative Bow has brought forth a great amendment here, and I encourage a yes vote.
I see Chair Lilly's hand is up. Is there any, so if people have any discussion of this, please put your hands up. But Chair Lilly, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Bow, to your amendment. I'm sure you've done your homework and realized that no money, you know, at this time had been spent on, you know, legacy money had been spent. You know, you know, our libraries are amazing. You know, they're doing a great job, and they're out there trying to encourage kids to get out and read. I'm not as offended by this at all. I would actually argue the complete opposite. I just think any opportunity that we can have to get folks interested in reading and out in the community and learning, and why not have it be in a fun way? I don't know your exact words, morally or repulsive or whatever words you were choosing there. I know I'm a more liberal home, but we foster the arts in our family, and I think we're well served as a state to have people that are full of life, it's a little sad to me that we're going down this path. And I've watched some of the, I read the article, and I don't know what that was, like Alpha News or something, that was kind of doing an article on this. I know it happened in the past, or, you know, in a library, but I don't find it as offensive as you might. I would think that I would challenge you to maybe reach out to some of the parents, and maybe you have already, but I would think in my community and the communities in my area and the others that I have, the libraries I've been into, that they would like to see programming enhanced and enjoyed by the people that come through the doors. And again, the bottom line is this hasn't happened. I know you're trying to do a preemptive strike, so I get that. But at this time, I just I would kind of speak, not kind of, I would speak against this amendment.
Any other discussion to the A4? I will also add that picture was found to be doctored, and it's not nearly as it's a doctored photo. It's not an accurate representation of what goes on at Drag Queen Story Hours. I think I've been to them. They get kids excited about reading, and anything that gets kids excited about reading and learning and loving people who are different than them is a good thing. And I know our libraries are trying to reach kids in many ways, so anything we can do to support the libraries is important. So Representative Green, your hand was up, and then we'll go to Representative Bo.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I will be short because I see that Representative Bo wants to address this as well. But I do talk and have talked to many parents who would not send their children to the library when they have these kind of events. And so a lot of people do find it offensive. And the legacy funds are across Minnesota, and it seems like only certain people who want to just throw caution to the wind, do whatever they want, get preference. But those who object get little voice and most of the time none in these committees. And so I think this is a good amendment. I think it's a protection, and I encourage a yes vote on it.
Representative Bo.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, or Madam Chair. I would just like to reiterate once again, I think this is important. I've heard from a lot of parents, not only in my district, but throughout the state, who are very upset by this and concerned by this. Like Representative Green said, a lot of these parents will not send their children to the library on a day that one of these events is occurring. And so I think it's actually counterproductive. It really causes parents to hesitate to bring their children to the library. So I think it's counterproductive. It discourages parents from bringing their kids to the library, and that's counterproductive for getting our children exposed to reading. So it's important to do that. I agree with Chair Lenny. At this time, no money has been spent, but I think that's the key. At this time, and you know, we can't guarantee that won't change in the future, and so that's really what I'm trying to address ahead of time. I actually did not see the article in whatever the news was that Chair Lilly cited and photographs and such. I just saw a video report on one of the local news channels, and that's where I saw the video of that occurring. So it had nothing to do with a doctored photo or anything else. It was something that I saw in the local library news, and it just astounded me. So thank you very much. And I would encourage a yes vote. It's for the children.
Any other discussion to the A4? Seeing none, and a roll call having been requested, Ms. Hirsch will take the roll. Katie, you are muted. There's a lot going around.
It's contagious.
Thank you. Chair Lilly.
Chair Lilly, no.
Chair Lilly, no. Vice Chair Jordan?
Jordan, no.
Jordan, no. Representative Green?
Yes.
Green, yes. Representative Acomb?
No.
Acomb, no. Representative Anderson?
Anderson, aye.
Anderson, aye. Representative Bow?
Bow, aye.
Bow, aye. Representative Christensen?
No.
Christensen, no. Representative Hassan?
Hassan,
no. Representative Murphy?
Murphy, no.
Murphy, no. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Erdahl?
Yes.
Erdahl, yes. Representative Wasilewicz?
Wasilewicz, no.
Oswalt, no, and Representative Zhang.
No.
Representative Zhang, no, and there are 5 ayes and 8 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 8 nays, the A4 amendment is not adopted. Next up, I believe we have the A10, which I think is also your amendment, Representative Bo.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Move it and tell us about it.
I would like to move the A10 amendment. This is trying to address a mix-up that occurred in the numbers for Riverwatch, and so I'm a little confused. I don't know if the amendment from Chair Lilly addresses it or not, but the original request from Representative Keeler, her HF 1331, was seeking $150,000 per year for 2 years for the Riverwatch program in the Red River of the North. And I brought forth an amendment that day, which was accepted by Representative Keeler, the author, and that asked for then $100,000 per year for 2 years for the Riverwatch program of the Minnesota River of the South. And this, since then, the numbers have changed and have been cut drastically. And so we're concerned that this is not going to work. I don't want Representative Keeler's efforts in the Red River of the North to be cut to try to give some funding to me, but I also want to make sure that we have enough funding for the Minnesota River Riverwatch itself. The Riverwatch is a fantastic program. It brings children into the field and helps them to get some hands-on experience with science. But I think it also teaches that next generation the importance of our rivers and our water system and our drainage system. And so it's a great program, and I want to make sure that this is funded. So the A10 merely seeks to solidify the commitment to those amounts for both Riverwatch programs. And so it brings the numbers back to what was requested on that first original ask.
Thank you, Representative Bo. Representative Lilly, I know we did do an amendment earlier. Did it address some of Representative Bo's concerns, or do you have any comments about the A10?
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Bo. So, so we did do the full funding on the River Watch of the North, if you will, for the biennium. And given the fact that the one that is more in your area is more of a startup, we went with their, our staff had reached out to them, and they were saying that they could work with and wanted, you know, that they could work with the $100,000 for the biennium. So that is the number we're going with, and they felt that was a number they could work with. And I don't know what they have in the Senate. Do they have a higher number? But I think my understanding is from staff work that the $100,000 was something they could work with and get it off to a great start in your area.
Any other discussion to the A10?
So, Chair Jordan?
Chair Lilly, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Jordan. So at this time, I, given that I would speak against this amendment, just because I feel that from the staff work and others that the group actually said that they could make $100,000 work and get it off to a great start. And I'm actually super excited about the work in your area there, Representative Bo, and I hope that we can start up a great program there, and I know your folks will.
Representative Bo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that they are willing to try to kind of make do with half of that amount, but I don't want to tie their hands and handicap that effort starting out of the blocks and make it something less than a full-blown effort towards success by giving them less money. And so I would really like to encourage a yes vote on this. I hate to say it, but it isn't that much more. But if it makes a difference between success and partial success, I think we should make that commitment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bo. Any further questions? The A10. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion. motion does not prevail. I don't see any other other amendments before the committee, so we'll move on to the bill at hand, House File 1079 as amended. Any discussion to the bill? Chair Lilly, I'll give you the final comments on it. Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the bill. I know we walked through it and we've done most of the talk, discussion on it. There are a few things that I don't really think that I got a great answer to. So I just would like to ask, on page 22 of the DE, there's money for CPL grants. And just wondering, with that money, and it's another one of those generic things that the money is just out there. Can you give me any idea, Mr. Chair, to the author of the bill, Chair Lilly, can you give me any indication of where that money might be spent?
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Green. I was wondering if maybe nonpartisan staff could kind of speak to this piece. Ms. Taylor, it was, and Mr. Johnson, I see you're on here too, but I believe this is something that we added. It wasn't part of the Lessard Sam's rec. But Ms. Taylor, would you be willing to kind of speak to this for a second?
Ms. Taylor.
Madam Chair, I think Mr. Green is, or Representative Green is talking about lines 22.7 through 22.10. This is some additional language that was added that would sort of set aside $3 million of the CPL program for first-time applicants. And, I don't know who those people are. I think, you probably need to talk with the grant administrators and how that's going to work, but that's the intent.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Chair Lilly?
Thank you, Chair Dunn. Thank you, Ms. Taylor. So my understanding is this is spending some of the extra money that came in. So we've held the Lessard Sam's piece solid that the committee passed, and there was some surplus money that came back because people are spending so much money, as we all know, out there with sitting at home buying stuff on Amazon. So we this fund, as all the funds, had a little more money to work with, so we're spending some of the surplus on outreach to outreach some of the groups that just haven't had access in the past. And so this will go through the CPL project and through the DNR, and it'll go out to groups that traditionally have not had access to some of these some of the other pieces of the CPL grants that are currently in the Lessard Sam's bill.
Representative Green.
Well, thanks, Madam Chair. Chair Lilly, I didn't have an amendment to take this out because I wanted to find out if there was a specific reason for this. I know that there was some consternation within the Lessard Sam's Council, which, by the way, doesn't bother me. I think that a little problem now and then is good, and I don't think we should have to take their recommendations. But I do see this as a huge problem. I mean, in the scope of things, because we deal with so much money, a lot of people don't think that $3 million is a lot of money. I tend to believe that it is. And this is another, even your comments, Chair Lilly, that this is just extra money and you're looking for a place to plug it. So you put it out there into for lack of a better word, a generic fund, and we have no idea where it's going. This is a problem. But I'll move on. Let's see.
Chair Lilly?
My question's here. Oh, yeah.
Representative Chair Jordan, just Representative Green, just real quickly. I I'm actually super excited about some of these additional things that we're doing in the bill. I think this is one of the examples where we've made an effort to reach some groups that might not have known. some of the smaller groups to reach out to you know, and have the CPL program, which is an amazing program, going, and this hopefully will go statewide too, but it'll reach some of the groups that traditionally haven't. And it's not just throwing, I certainly hope not. I expect that this money is researched, and like the other CPL money has been such a blessing to the whole Lasard Sams, and they came up with that, so we're just kind of building on that. Sorry, Representative Green, I know you were mid-question. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chair Lilly. Representative Green.
Well, you know, Madam Chair, thank you for that answer, but nevertheless, there's a lot of stipulations that come with these funds, and like I said, I've asked for another audit, and hopefully I'll get that. I think it's just really important because of situations like this where we don't know. It's just somebody's got an idea, and so let's just throw it out there and see what happens. I think this is where we get into trouble on the legacy. But I'll leave it at that. And before I move on, I see Representative Anderson has a question, so I will yield to that and then come back to my other questions.
Thank you, Representative Green. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just some overall comments on the bill. I very much appreciate that the proposed funding mechanism for SWCDs with the recorder tax fees is not part of this bill, because that would have been a non-starter for me. So I appreciate that being in the bill. Yeah, there's some good provisions here. Again, I have some concerns about the state taking on more and more land purchases. It's not a huge number this time around, but again, I think it's something we need to be aware of and be aware of what that does out in rural areas. I had a bill, had a project that didn't make the grade, and I accept that, but I think it was a good project and would appreciate any advice and help in the future trying to get some funding for that. But overall, I think the bill is a good one, and I will support the bill. So thank you, Chair Lilly.
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Anderson. My apologies to your auditorium. You know, I looked at it, and I'm hoping that Representative Erdahl is a GOP lead on bonding, and Representative Murphy and I can figure out a way to help you in another avenue in that facility. We tried to figure out a way to noodle it in, and it just quite couldn't. But I'm happy to help you in this other avenue through the capital investment and bonding bill, because I just want to say that. Thank you, sir.
Representative Green, I'll come back to you, but I want to give other members a chance to ask questions or make comments about the bill. So is there any other discussion to the bill as amended? Well, go ahead, Representative Green. Quiet bunch this morning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one more kind of a question, kind of a comment, and then a closing comment on my part. You know, there's a lot of areas where you put in language for cultural diversity. And I had mentioned before that I don't know how that's going to work in certain areas, especially in some of the land acquisition stuff. But, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, but can you help me out in a situation like a wrap or a trail? We already have trails everywhere, but how do you implement the cultural diversity in some of these projects? And the reason I ask isn't so much it's just the language. It's what is it going to do to the projects and people putting them together to try to work around these things? And are we going to end up, you know, spending more money just trying to come up with a plan to fit something in where maybe it's not necessary or not applicable?
Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Jordan and Representative Green. I can just think of one really good example, and it's literally like within a quarter mile of here, and it's called this the Walk on Teepee project, and it's a It's a Native American kind of effort over here. It's right underneath Mounds Park there on the river. And so it traditionally hasn't got, if you will, Lasard Sam's money. And I don't know how much effort they, you know, in defense of Lasard Sam's, I don't know how much effort they've made also in getting it. But it also, so this would give an opportunity for groups like this, like that might be like Native American in this case, and have them be able to reach, and there's a pond there, and maybe it could turn it into, which would make a lot of sense, to turn it into a trout pond or, you know, some sort of, you know, habitat area right here in the metro. And it does, it hasn't aligned perfectly with some of the goals of Lasard Sam. So this would be just a small sliver, relative. I mean, yes, 3 million is huge, but, you know, compared to the whole Lasard Sam's pie, it isn't that much. And it would go to a project maybe like that. That's just one example, but it, there must be others. And I can just visualize, right close here. And I'll happily have you over there for a walk. And, there's the eagles, there, and there's, you know, you can just kind of visualize where it would be just an amazing habitat that doesn't exactly align with, you know, maybe a big prairie restoration in greater Minnesota or something like that. So I know you've always kind of wanted us to do efforts in the metro, and here, you know, here's one small one that might actually, you know, do that and kind of speak to what Representative Anderson talked about as well. But that's kind of one example. Sorry, Representative Green. It's a long answer.
Representative Green?
That's a fine answer, and it's one, but it didn't really answer the question as far as all where the money goes, but I guess it's in the bill, so we'll find out. Just in closing, I want to touch on something that I always do, and that's the land purchases and the purchases of easements. These are a real problem for us, a real problem. In northern Minnesota, about half of our land right now is in some sort of public entity and non-taxable. If you take the whole state, we're looking at about a third. I haven't got updates on any purchases since 2011. It seems to be very, very difficult to get these numbers. I mean, as far as a whole, how much of the state is now non-taxable. And the easements, I've had people coming into my office already, even as, you know, for a few years now, saying that, you know, I put my property in easement, and so I'm paying the property taxes on it, but I can't use it, and I want a bill to reduce my property taxes. And my response is obviously no. You signed up for it, and you go with what you signed for. But eventually, this land is going to be unsaleable, and so it will eventually end up in a tax forfeited situation, and with the easement on it, and we're right back where we started. And if these easements go in, and then go on to this land, I don't know if people realize that how much they're damaging private property rights. And it's, you know, it's a goal for many, many people to one day own their own home, own their own land. And with the money coming in like this and more land going out every single year, it's gonna damage the state greatly. And so I won't be supporting the bill for this and a number of other reasons, but I just hope that people will look into that not every purchase of land and not every project is a good project. And I just don't think we're doing due diligence when we take the recommendations of these councils and with very little scrutiny and just pass them out because they're there. I don't think that's our job. I think that we're falling short there. So, like I said, I will be voting no, but I do thank you for your work and your willingness to reach out, Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Representative Green. Any final discussion before I hand it back to Chair Lilly? Will I give it a few seconds? I want to thank you for all your work on this, Chair Lilly. I know there was a lot of other members, too, that... Put a lot of work into this. So thank you to the committee for all your work. And thank you, Chair Lilly, for this. Would you like to move your bill and say any last words, Representative Lilly, before we vote on this? And
thank you, Chair Jordan. And really thank you, committee. You know, this is, it's kind of a sad time to be, you know, in the legislature, at least in my mind. I would love to be sitting in a room and looking at all of you face to face and, you know, and just, and having the, you know, the people in the audience. And it's a very hard time and to serve, I think, and to really do our work. I think we've done the best we can, and I really want to thank our staff, the nonpartisan staff. What an amazing team. Thank you for all your work, and our partisan on both sides of the aisle. We've just been so so blessed by all of you, and of course the committee, you know, you've shown up. You know, I'm not much of a morning person. I had to chuckle that the speaker gave me a morning time. Chair Murphy luckily trained me a little bit last biennium as far as getting up in the morning, but I'm not totally awake every morning myself. I'm more of a night person. So this is, I don't know if the speaker was messing with me or what, but I think this bill, when you really look at it, there's so much in here. We're so lucky as a state to have this amendment, and there's so many good projects all over. And yeah, there might be some problems, and Representative Green, I think Lessard Sams has really listened to you, and I certainly hope Mr. Johnson's listened to you and get that information that you asked for as far as the land that they're actually purchasing. I've got a little different nuanced look. You know, a lot of times when they bug, you know, I'm lucky enough to live in a home, you know, that I'm close to water. But I mean, think about it. When you buy a public piece of land, I mean, that's for everybody. I mean, it, you can go hunt there, you can fish, you can walk, you can go look at birds, you can just get out in nature and, you know, so we got to balance that. So, and I respect what Representative Green's saying, you know, if it's too much and at some point I get it. And I think Lessard Sams in particular has tried to respect that and move to different parts of the state and do different projects. But, you know, this bill, when you look at it, it really goes back to the core that was, you know, values and principles that were set up by Chair Murphy when she was, you know, set this up and set this on the path. And Representative Erdahl and Gunther and Kahn before me kind of carried that. And, you know, we've all kind of done our own little tweaks and things, but it really sticks to the core principles and values, you know, for all of us. There's so many great things like children's museum, zoos. You know, it's sad we didn't get the many animals. That's some of my favorite times is when we get the animals in here. But I mean, when you think of the things, please look at the bill and really study it and tell your other members, because there's amazing things in libraries that are being done and public TV, public radio, ampers, and these land, I mean, fixing trout streams, you know, habitat work, you know, forest, you know, reforesting with the, you know, to meet some of the, you know, we're losing a lot of ash and changing it and responding to that. There's chronic wasting stuff in here. There's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff, but you know, my you know, great clean water projects. I want to apologize a little bit, a couple things. Two things that have bugged me. I haven't had a, you know, I see Steve's Representative Green's in his office today. It looks like I've walked down to your office. I failed as a chair to reach out to you in person as best as I wanted to, and I apologize for that. We tried to talk yesterday, but he was in committee, and anyways, I got super busy with stuff. And then I've had to run a couple meetings that have been short, and I apologize for that. But we got Mary 3 meetings on libraries, so hopefully she's gonna forgive me. So sorry about that, other committee members. Maybe we'll have to give her a 4th hearing on libraries, because she might have another story to tell. But you know, some of the core things that I'm actually really excited about, the ethnic and cultural work that is in this bill, and it's really going to meet the future of Minnesota. And some of the things that are in here are, you know, the projects, you know, like Dial, and that the one group that Representative Kajub and the, you know, the rising, you know, the new group, the new name, but I mean, they do good work. I'm super excited about these projects, and I think we have a great bill. I'm sorry to keep talking so long, but I appreciate your support and your hard work, all of you, through this. And this is a committee bill, and there's a lot of good stuff that every one of us can be proud of. And it really serves voters. And my goal as chair was to, you know, I feel like we can renew this. You know, we're kind of at halftime and the legacy, and one of you is probably going to take over when I'm done and be the new chair, and that's great. And I hope that we can renew this. You know, we're the envy of many places around the country with the work we're able to do here. And I thank you all, and I appreciate a green vote. With that, I'll renew my motion that House File, I don't see it here, 1079, I think, is as amended, is referred to the Committee of Ways and Means. And thank you, committee members and Chair Jordan.
Chair Lilly renews his motion that House File 1079 as amended be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Jordan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll start with Chair Lilly. Chair Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Vice Chair Jordan.
Jordan, aye.
Jordan, aye. Representative Green.
No.
Green, no. Representative Acomb.
Aye.
Acomb, aye. Representative Anderson.
Anderson, aye.
Anderson, aye. Representative Bo.
Bo, no.
Bo, no. Representative Christensen.
Aye.
Christensen, aye. Representative Hassan.
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Murphy.
Murphy, aye.
Murphy, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Erdahl.
Erdahl, aye.
Erdahl, aye. Representative Wasilewicz.
Wasilewicz, aye.
Wasilewicz, aye. Representative Zhang.
Aye.
Zhang, aye. And there are 11 ayes and 2 nays.
There being 11 ayes and 2 nays, the motion prevails and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And with that, I will hand the virtual gavel back to Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Vice Chair Jordan. And again, thank you, committee members. I see a hand up, Representative Erdahl. I just really want to thank all of you. And I'm hoping that we can actually have a couple meetings as we go forward, just to kind of, you know, maybe, you know, do some deeper dives, given that we'll have a more relaxed time and maybe one more library exposure. And maybe Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and the nonpartisan staff, the partisan staff, Ms. Hirsch, for all the work that you have done, and appreciate the serving on the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Erdahl. And you were a great chair of this committee, and I really feel humbled to having served after all the chairs that I mentioned. I hope that I can get up to Bobby Gunther's number on the House floor, but maybe I need a speech from on the county fairs from Representative Murphy. But so with that, I think we're there for today. Again, please help this bill as it journeys through. Representative Murphy, I see your hand up.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would very much appreciate being notified when when an engrossed copy of the bill is ready for us, and when there's an up-to-date finance spreadsheet for us.
Thank you, Representative Chair Murphy. Rather, I'm sure that the staff and our team has heard that, and we'll go forward. And again, this thank you all for your work, and looking forward to your help as this bill goes forward. And thank you, Representative Green, for your leadership and your team for working with us on. I know you have some concerns today, and definitely hearing those, but Thank you all. And with that, again, thank you. We are adjourned.